No one would bother him here. No one would dare. Between this confidence and the clang of his tools, he didn't notice Magda when she came in.
What are you making?
Ashan flinched, startled by the nearby sound of Orcish, as much as the presence of another soul in his den. Bewildered, he turned to behold a small girl at his elbow. She was barely tall enough to rest her chin on the work table's surface. She wore her dark hair bound at the back of her head. A set of overgrown teeth jutted upward near the corners of her mouth. He couldn't decide if her complexion was gray or green. Her fingers gripped the edge of the tabletop and she looked up at Ashan with curious brown eyes and an open expression. She showed no alarm at the yellow irises staring back at her.
"Where did you come from?"
he demanded in Dragonish. Confusion wiggled across the girl's forehead. Ashan's mouth tightened in annoyance. He switched to Orcish and tried again.
"Where did you come from?"
He hated Orcish. It was an ugly language.
"Over there."
She pointed behind her at the opening near the top of the staircase.
"I was playing in the cave. I found stairs at the back. I followed them here."
"You're trespassing."
"What does that mean?"
"It means you shouldn't be here."
"Oh, is this your house?"
She craned her neck to look around.
"Yes, stop looking at it."
She brought her attention back to Ashan.
"If this is your house, why don't you have a door?"
Ashan drew his chin inward at the preposterous question.
"I don't need a door. Dragons don't use doors. No one enters a dragon's den."
Ashan stopped himself. He was going to finish with, "unless they wanted to be burned alive," but he hesitated. Navigating the push and pull between sheltering the young whilst preparing them for the brutality of the natural world required a certain nuance. While he understood the principle, he'd never quite struck the balance. Not with his own kind. He wasn't sure how the principle carried over for the orcs. He decided to let his thought go unfinished. She was just a child. It didn't make her presence less of a problem.
"Are there more of you coming that I need to deal with?"
he asked her pointedly.
"Tell the truth."
If he had to abandon his work to scorch an insolent band of orcs in his tunnel, it was going to ruin his day.
"No,"
she said. He stared hard at her with his bushy eyebrows furrowed for a long moment. Reading emotions was another area in which he lacked, but she seemed sincere. He decided he believed her.
"Why do you live in a dragon's den?"
she asked. He was a little surprised she hadn't gathered that already.
"Because I am one."
"You look like a big man."
"I'm aware."
She pushed her upper body away from the edge of the workbench to survey his back.
"Where are your wings?"
"They're attached to me."
"I don't see them."
"That's because I'm in my human shape."
He picked up his snips and began trimming the sheet of metal he'd been hammering a minute ago. It was too much orcish, and it was starting to grate on him. Were all younglings this verbose? The girl watched him for the length of a breath, then continued.
"Can you fly?"
"When I'm in my dragon shape, yes."
"I always wanted to fly."
She smiled at the happy thought. Ashan pulled his eyes from his work and gazed down at her, once again utterly perplexed. It was such a childish thing to say, and he wasn't sure how to respond.
"My name is Magda. What's your name?"
"Ashan."
"I like that name. Ashan."
Ashan said nothing.
"Can I help you?"
she asked innocently. Ashan hesitated again. The question was simple, sweet, sincere. It disarmed him. He wasn't sure he liked that.